VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump says the United States and Mexico have reached a trade agreement. He says, however, the U.S. has not reached an agreement with Canada.
We will see whether or not we decide to put up Canada or just do a separate deal with Canada if they want to make the deal.
The deal with Mexico changes NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. On Monday, President Trump told reporters at the White House that the new deal will be called the United States-Mexico Trade Agreement. Trump said Mexico has agreed to immediately begin purchasing as many agricultural products from the United States as possible. The White House is expected to notify Congress by the end of this week that it intends to sign a new trade agreement within 90 days. The three North American countries do about $1 trillion in trade among themselves annually. Iran on Monday warned judges at the International Court of Justice that reimposed American sanctions would cripple its economy and plunge the volatile Middle East deeper into crisis. It asked the United Nations' highest court to suspend the Trump administration's economic pressure on the country. Rulings by the World Court, which settles disputes between nations, are final and legally binding, but it is not known if the Trump administration would obey a court order to suspend sanctions on Iran. New U.S. sanctions against Russia over a nerve agent attack in Britain went into effect on Monday. Russia said it will review the sanctions before considering a possible response. The Russian Foreign Ministry says the new sanctions will only make dialogue more difficult. The sanctions would end some financial assistance and arms sales to Russia, as well as deny the country credit. This is VOA News. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei